Hi guys, so this is James, and guess what, this is now a music channel. So I am going to be reacting to music, newly released, or just music that I haven't listened to yet. You can request them on my Instagram story. Every week I'll be posting a, sorry, I'm like choking, I'll be posting a questionnaire, I guess. Not really a questionnaire, but like, I don't know what they're called, question sticker, I guess, where you can request certain songs for me, or artists for me to react to. So, yeah, but before we get into that, I'm gonna be answering a few questions. So, I posted on my Instagram a question sticker, and asked people to, ask me questions. So, someone asked, I'm not going to say names or Instagram usernames, just for the privacy of the people. I don't want to just be like, oh, this person, and they'll be like, wait, no, I don't want to be in your podcast, like, by name, so, I don't know. But, so someone asked, what is your favorite genre of music and what is your favorite song? My favorite songs alternate a lot. But, my favorite genre is definitely more pop, especially ballads. Top ballads are like the best. I love like slow songs. And my favorite song as of right now is either Somebody to Love by OneRepublic, which is newly released. It's really good. Go give it a listen. They're awesome. Or 7 Up by Boy in Space, which is not widely known, but it's an amazing song. I don't like it. It's so good. Yeah. What's something you learned in the last week? I don't know. I learned that In-N-Out is really good. I had my first In-N-Out last night. My first time ever at In-N-Out. It was so good. It was like, the grease itself tasted good. Like, it was sunflower oil, and like the fries tasted differently, and everything was so good. I would definitely go again, for sure. What's a music artist I look up to? Music artist I looked up to? I would say, there's quite a few, actually. But I would say Charlie Puth and Billie Eilish, and Shawn Mendes. Like, they're all, like, amazing, and their music is just, like, so good, and I do not understand how a human can get can write a song so perfect like that. It's just, it's too good for, it's more than we deserve, but yeah. Someone else asked, what's the worst thing about moving to a new place? Missing people and having to live without them, because it sucks down here without all my close friends, but I'm making it through, barely. I miss a lot of people a lot more than I should, probably. Have a few mental breakdowns every once in a while. It's just, so the worst thing about moving to a new place, in my opinion, is the stress and missing people. It's heartbreaking. What's the first big thing that comes to mind when you think of the world in a whole? When I think of the world in a whole, I think of the fact that there's not nearly enough love in the world. Like, everyone is so angry at each other and so violent and so just, they don't care for each other. There's nobody to look out for each other, no, like, and all that. So, I personally, when I think of the world, I'm always like, there needs to be more love. There needs to be more love. And so that's what I try to give. Someone else asked, why do you want to start a podcast? Because why not? It's fun. I have nothing else to do with my time. When I'm bored and watching YouTube, I would rather be talking about music, because music is awesome. Someone else asked, what's the best part about moving? This part about moving, I would say, is, I have to think about this, because I don't know, actually. I feel like it would be meeting all the new people and getting new friends, and learning how to have more friends and not replace the ones that you already have back in Oregon, or wherever you move from. Someone asked, when is the podcast? Right now. Someone else asked, what is your favorite thing about Oregon? The people. By far, the people. They were amazing, and I love them with all my heart. Someone else asked, what is your perception on global warming? See, this is a really complicated topic for me. I think that it might be real, it might not be. It's hard to tell, because global warming can easily, very easily, be used as a scare tool to, you know, just kind of scare us into thinking this or thinking that, or being paranoid that the world's going to end in a few years. So, just like, I believe in my religion, my religion that I'm a part of, I believe that God has a plan for us, and that we have plenty, we will have plenty for however long he needs. So if he wants us to last another 500 years, we'll have enough resources for another 500 years. He always has said we will have plenty for what we need. It's also the fact that there's been multiple times when people have said the world's gonna end in this day, and then it doesn't happen. So, yeah. My favorite memory, Trek. For me, Trek was the best thing ever. For those of you who don't know, Trek is a church activity where the youth go up into the middle of nowhere and hike around for a few days pulling 500-pound handcarts, and we get separated into Trek families, and you, like they are your family for the next few days. And I had the best Trek family ever. My best friend was in there. I had a bunch of other good friends. My mom and pa, who are amazing. I love them. They're so awesome. I love you all if you're listening to this. And then also my Trek, like, just because they weren't in my Trek family doesn't mean that I wasn't close to people. I have so many people that weren't in my Trek family that I'm so close to, that I love so much. And they're, like, my best friends. Yeah. Someone else asked, any advice for people in high school? Be yourself. Don't try and change yourself to meet other people's standards, because it's not worth it. I've learned that the hard way. And also, don't get too involved and wrapped up in drama and other stuff, because it's never worth it and it never works out. Someone else asked me, what is my favorite part about marching band? Performing on stage. The performances and competitions are so much fun. It's, for me, I love to showcase, like, all the skills I built up. I'm not trying to say that in, like, a bragging way. I'm just saying that, like, being, especially being color guard, there's so much performance, there's so much work that goes into it. And when you perform it, there's, like, you're able to show emotion through it, and I just love the power of being able to just show emotion through it. Someone else asked, my gosh, I'm starting to not be able to talk. Someone else asked, will you ever come back to Oregon to see us awesome West kids perform? I'm really hoping that I will. I want to go this summer. Well, next summer, whatever. But I might end up having friends come down here, actually. I don't know. I have this dream that when I get my driver's license, I'm just going to drive up to California, drive up to Oregon, and just visit everyone by myself. I don't think my parents are going to let me do that, though, so we'll see. Someone else asked, is a hot dog a sandwich? I don't know. Is a hot dog a sandwich? It's like a meat sandwich, I guess. Yeah, it depends. If it's in a bun, then yes, it's a sandwich. If it's not, if it's just like a raw hot dog, which my siblings eat all the time for some reason, then no, it's not. It's not a hot dog sandwich. It wouldn't be a sandwich. It would just be a hot dog. But if it's in a bun, I think it would be a sandwich. Do you think that sand is called sand because it's in between the land and sea? Sounds reasonable, but I don't know. I don't know who names sand. Ask them. what if the future was our past and our past was our future? Honestly, that'd be great. Maybe. I don't know. That'd be weird, though, because that means my future would be I'd be going to Oregon and I'd start living in Oregon, and I would meet a bunch of friends and everything. So basically my whole life would be in reverse. I don't know. That's weird. And someone else asked me, why are you so adorable? I don't think I'm adorable, honestly. I'm me. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Alright, so we are going to get right into this, I guess. I don't have any music to react to today. Actually, wait. Hold up. I do. I'm going to cut this part out later because this is going to be like a few minutes. Okay. Alright, so someone requested for me to react to Melanie Martinez's new album. So I'm going to pull up Spotify and do that. It's just going to take a while. But yeah. Let me just wait for this to load. I have to log into my Chromebook and everything. Oh, that's it. So, I'm not going to play music over the podcast, but for copyright reasons, I'm not sure if I can actually do that or not. I'm going to do some research on that and see, but yeah, so I'm just pulling up right now. I'm guessing. Yeah, okay. So, I have the new album by Melanie Martinez out right in front of me. 13 songs. 11 of them are explicit, so that's gonna be a lot of explicit content. I'm actually not going to be playing the songs on the podcast because of copyright reasons. I'm not sure if I can actually do that yet or not. So, I'm gonna do some research on that and see. But yeah. So, I'm just gonna play right through them. The first one's Wheels on the Bus and starts with the Wheels on the Bus classic nursery rhyme. I'm low-key scared for this. This is gonna be interesting. Pretty much describes a regular school bus ride. Yeah. It's got a nice melody to it. Go give it a listen right before you listen to this, because, or as you listen to this, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. It's actually pretty good. It's just basically this girl talking about her bus ride to school and how much it sucks and how boring it is and how no one cares about her on the bus. Yeah. It's got a nice melody. It's kind of like a ballad. It's nice, chill, kind of, you know, wavy. It's has that charm of a nursery rhyme, and which you would expect because it feels on the bus, which is a nursery rhyme, but it's a pop song, so it's weird, but it's really, it's good. It's good, I like it. I wouldn't listen to this over and over again on repeat, though. I'm just not a big fan of Melanie Martinez. Sorry if you are. I'm just not, so I wouldn't listen to this over and over and over again, but it's nice. Yeah. Cool. Alright, so now we're gonna move on to Class Fight, which is the next song on the album. I'm only gonna play each song halfway through because of time, and I don't want to do that much editing. So, and I think it might be boring for you just to sit there and think, or well, just sit there and listen to me, you know, talk about a song that you're not listening to. So I'm just gonna do half the song. Please classify it. Why is it freezing on me? There it is. So, ooh, someone got in trouble. Someone. Ah, so basically she, someone's boyfriend cheated on, his girlfriend with the girl, if that makes sense. That's what I'm getting from this. Oh, she's waiting until recess to make her pay. Oh, these are pretty, so far these have been all pretty chill. Like, something that's like Class Fight, you'd expect to be like giant, like kind of riot. This is like more just like calmly ranting about someone. So yeah, but it's basically just describing their fight and why they're fighting. Oh man, it's like, it's chill, surprisingly. Like, you wouldn't expect it to be that chill. I thought it would be like crazy, like aggressive. But it's like, hey, this girl's like whatever, and we're fighting. So yeah, cool. So yeah. Alright, next one, the principal. This one's a bit more, kind of sounds, it doesn't sound like Seven Rings, but it's Seven Rings-esque. It just has the constant, like, da 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 da. It's just over and over again the same, like, da da da. This part isn't, but, like, at the beginning it's just like, da 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 da. It hears it again. It's just over and over again the same kind of melody, kind of like how Seven Rings is, over and over again, kind of like that. That's why I said Seven Rings ask, not Seven Rings though. Seven Rings is amazing. Why does it keep freezing on me? I don't like this. Oh wait, did it pause? Oh, whoops. Yeah. So it's surprisingly chill. It's just like, kind of got a smooth vibe to it. Has kind of a muffled voice when it says, the principal! Like, it's kind of that, like, synth voice in the background. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. That's an interesting line. Just to freak all your rules. I felt like that too many times. It's like, you know what? Screw the rules. Who cares about the rules, you know? All right. Here's Show and Tell from Melanie Martinez. Song number 4. We've got a while to go. All these are kind of, they seem like chill. There's no, like, I feel like so far they're like the same, a little bit. Like, not the same as in, like, the same song, but, like, it's the same kind of vibe. They all give off the same vibe. They all give off the same kind of story. And I feel like it might be a continuous story through, because the album's called K-12. And it starts with, like, Will's on the bus, class fight, then the principal, then she does a show and tell, nurse's office, drama club, strawberry shortcake, lunchbox friends, orange juice, detention, teacher's pet, high school sweethearts, and recess. So I feel like it would be, like, telling a story. Yeah. Ooh. Kind of getting a Billie Eilish vibe from this one. Show and tell. Because in the background, there's, like, a... First of all, the melody sounds like it would be Billie Eilish melody. And then there's a background kind of synth that's been like, show on show. I don't know. They're like, it's the same octave, it's just like an octave or two lower. And it's just like, it's really, it just sounds like something from Ocean Eyes or something. Yeah. So a lot of explicit songs. Not sure if I like this. Cool. Alright, so now we're gonna do The Nurse's Office by Melanie Martinez. Was that a sneeze? I think it just started with a sneeze. Hold up. Yeah, that was a sneeze. That's it. It makes sense. It's the nurse's office. He's sniffling now. And hey, it's the freaking nurse's office. So there's gotta be some sneezing. Huh. Sounds like. Has that kind of jazzy Bruno Mars feel maybe? Dun 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 dun. That's like we come back on track. It's nice. Once again, it's kind of chill. Yeah, I'm not saying the show's bad. I love chill songs. I'm just saying that every once in a while, people just want to listen to like some crazy song, not just ballads. So I don't know, maybe some more crazy songs, and there might be some more in the later in the album, but we'll see. I don't know. So kind of sounds like she's like faking it to go to the nurse's office to get out of a fight. Yes, she's faking sick to go to the nurse's office. So she doesn't get in a fight or something else that bad happens. She's faking, maybe just for the sake of faking. All I can tell from this is that she's faking. I'll have to look into a bit more. But yeah. Drama club. Has a nice little marimba melody. Bum 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 bum. It's a bit more um trying to think what this is like. Ah, so it's not about drama club as in like theaters. We're talking about drama club as in like, I don't want your drama. I didn't sign up for your drama. I don't want this. Go away. Like, that kind of thing. Instead of like, oh, drama club, yay, theater. It's more like, I don't want your drama and all your grossness. Like, get away from me. Drama, I'll play drama, I'll play drama club. Yeah. So the basically, the main line of this is, I didn't sign up for your drama club, for your drama club. And it just makes it sound like, oh, your drama club, all your drama, all your crap that I don't want to hear about. I didn't sign up for this. Don't get me involved. It's kind of the whole message of the song, which I totally get. So, in my situation, I'm a bit more nice about it. Melanie Martinez has more just like, get away from me, I don't want your drama, oh my gosh. And I'm like, can you just like, chill, please? Like, that's my look on it. I'm like, can you just please chill, like, not get me involved in this, because I don't want to do this. And Melanie Martinez is like, oh my gosh, go away, drama. Like, in my head, that's just how it is. It is. Yeah, that's a nice melody too. Alright, here's Strawberry Shortcake. Was that a fridge closing? This one started with a weird sound. I don't know what it was though. Something clattering. Maybe door closing? I don't know. Oven? Opening, open, blah, blah, blah. Oven opening and closing? Maybe? Backpack zipping up. Whoa, wait, what did it say? You were on something on my naked body. Great. It sounds steamy. So it's talking more about like what boys like and what they want, and like boys like a girl with small hips and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't care. I'm me. Like, who cares? But I don't. It's just, yeah, she's saying boys don't want to, they either do want to see it or they don't want to see it. It's kind of hard to tell what she's saying. They don't want to see a strawberry shortcake, or they do want to see a strawberry shortcake. I'm assuming they do, because strawberry shortcake is kind of considered, like, perfect, quote-unquote perfect. They're, like, you know, cute, adorable, little, funny, you know, and so, like, a girl as a strawberry shortcake, quote-unquote, would be, like, a kind of like perfect girl, shapely, like that kind of stuff that like most guys would want. And she's saying that guys like want that and they don't care about other stuff. Which, and especially in like middle school, high school years, that's sometimes what people are all about. And it's people, sometimes people are all about physical and like body stuff, and it's not that good. But yeah. So this one's Lunchbox Friends by Melanie Martinez. Sounds like she's like, hey, you want to be friends? Kind of. After lunch, we can walk to class and just talk about stuff, you know? Wait, what? Oh. So basically, lunchbox friends. So it's like saying, for lunch and walking to class, I guess I'll talk with you for a little bit. But after that, I don't know you exist. Okay? That's how this is gonna work. Like, kind of using them just to look like they have someone to sit with at lunch. Like, I'm sitting with you at lunch, but don't talk to me outside of it, because I don't care. Kind of basically how she is, what she's talking about. It has a background synth again. It seems like a repetitive theme. It has a background synth. That muffled voice. Lunchbox friends. It's kind of that muffled voice. Seems like it's very repetitive. Yeah. It's a nice melody. Once again, it's another chill song. It seems like they're all like that. Not that it's bad, it's just... I would like something different, please. Like, switch it up a bit. Yeah. Alright, here's Orange Juice. This is the other Noxus song. There's only two. It comes kind of like water porn, I guess. And, I stopped playing again. Oh, there we go. Alright, so it's... I'm confused about what the song is about. Maybe it's like popping pills kind of vibe. That's kind of what it sounds like. I don't know. Wait, you turned what into orange juice? Sorry, the... Oh, you turned my oranges to orange juice. And spit it out of you. Can, like, you use me, maybe? I don't know. This is... This song's a bit harder to decipher. Let me search up the lyrics real quick. Oh, okay, I see. So, the lyrics are, stick it down your throat, I'm watching from the bathroom, making sure I don't choke from the words you spoke. When you're screaming at the mirror... Then you're sitting in the cafeteria, shoving clementines and orange bacteria down your throat a dozen times a year. Yeah, for another round of your bulimia. You turn oranges to orange juice into there and spit it out of you. Your body isn't perfectly perfect. Everyone wants what the other one's working. No orange juice. So it's basically saying, it's basically talking about, like, how girls many times, like, have bulimia and use it in order to get themselves skinny. And, like, they make themselves throw up and everything. So, she, like, eats the oranges and turns it into orange juice by, like, you know, chewing it. And then, like, makes herself throw up. Sticks her finger down her throat and then makes herself throw up. That's why it says stick it down your throat. It's just, like, talking about how girls, starve themselves to get a good body, because that's what boys want, as said in Strawberry Shortcake. I'm just so screwed up today, I just realized this. Well, not just realized this, I've realized this for a while, but yeah. Alright, this is Detention by Melanie Martinez. Has a nice little, kind of marimba vibe again. So a lot of times is what it's like. It's a nice kind of, it's kind of chill. It's just kind of saying. Oh, Oh, so it's talking about how they're in detention, and it's like, I'm not bad, I just messed up, so don't treat me bad if I'm feeling sad. Don't be mad if I don't smile back. If I screw up my words, don't think I'm absurd, okay? And basically, just like that. So... Also, it's saying detention... Pretending everything is okay is basically detention. Quote-unquote detention. So, So it's less about, like, actual detention and more like just the lifestyle of detention, how everything is pretending to be okay and it's not really. And so, you know, just kind of, the teachers don't care. Everyone's just pretending that everything's okay, nothing's wrong, and it's not fun. It's like detention because I'm just pretending that nothing is going on. Like, oh, you're not bad. You're not here because of punishment. You're here because you're here. Like, that kind of thing. Alright, so this is Teacher's Pet by Melanie Martinez. Oh no. I just put the lyrics in this. Oh no, this is the interesting one. Caught the teacher's giving his eyes to a student. Pouty, pretty cute, and she bit her lip back to him. Chewing on her nails and her pens when she is dreaming of him, and he is some bad word in sin, you know he is. She said, it's all for the right reasons. Baby, don't care about grace. Just call me your lady. If I pass this quiz, will you give me your babies? Don't call me crazy. You love me, but you won't come save me. You got a wife and kids. You see them daily. Don't why you even need me. So basically, it's like how teachers and students have sex for grades. This is disturbing. The course is literally, teacher's pet. If I'm so special, why my secret? Yeah, why the heck is that? Do you regret the things you said that I'll never forget? Well, do you tell me that? I know I'm young, but my memories will be on my ears. And this wouldn't last, but screw you, don't you leave me here, teacher's pet. If I'm so special, why my secret? This is... fun. Yeah, I'm just gonna end that song early because I don't want to listen to that. This one is... High School Sweethearts. Well, this is like a ballad. It's very... You know, it's kind of just like a... You can hear the heartbreak. You must promise to love me. It's very... It's so nice. Fun. So there's one part of the song where it just says, can we just be honest? These are the requirements. If you think you can be my one and only true love, you must promise to love me. And bad word it, if you something me over, I will rip your bleeping face apart. So that's fun. Just talking about stuff like that. So it's basically just a bunch of give me more, you know, fun times about, you know, high school sweethearts, sex and all that, gross stuff. Except that I'm a little out of my mind. This is a waste if you can't, where did the lyrics go? Just had the lyrics. Here it is. Give me passion, don't make fun of my fashion. Give me more. You can't handle heart my mind, don't waste your time with me. If not done the bleed, oh no, then you can't handle choking, the biting, the loving, the smothering. So you can't handle it no more, go home. That's fun. So it's basically like, I love you, we're gonna have sex a bunch, and if you screw me over and cheat on me, I'm gonna kill you. Why are these so dark? like, they sound so yay, but they're actually, like, really dark. All right, this is the last song, Recess. It's about time. There's a lot of songs. But yeah, this is Recess by Melanie Martinez. I'm going to say the truth. My grandma's lap, I'm drowning in her perfume. Too naive to even care, but the words she whispered while she brushed my hair. Oh, fun. So this is... Oh, sick. Okay, I'm looking at the lyrics right now. And Recess in the song means more like... As in like a break. Give me a break. So it says, some people are going to say, if you need a break, someone will take your place. People are going to try to tell you that you're fine with dollars in your eyes. Don't let them screw you, honey. Oh, no. Don't let them try. Ooh, don't let them hurt you, baby. Just say recess. I'm tired. Basically just saying, give me a break. I'm tired, okay? I'm done with this. I don't want this. So this whole thing is basically just about taking a break. Even though you might get screwed over for it, just take a break if you need it. Because some people need a break. Which is another thing that is screwed up about today's world. When people need a break, you give them a break. Like, you don't just be like, screw you. Too bad. If you need a break, you'll be replaced, okay? Have fun, bye. That's... What is wrong with us today? Like, it's so bad. But yeah, this is probably going to be the longest podcast episode ever, but yeah. It's another chill song, has some, a nice little drummed with it. Because it's not hi-hat, there's no hi-hat in it, that's more rap style, but like, it's nice. It's chill. But yeah. Alright. So that was Recess. Alright, so that's the whole album of Melanie Martinez's new album, K through 12. It's not really new anymore, I guess. And when was it released? Let me see. It was released, and, well, either way, there's a lot of explicit songs, like, a lot, my gosh. It was released on September, so it's still, yeah, it's pretty new still, yeah. It's September 20th, so it's, like, 14 days old. That's still, yeah, it's pretty new. It's good, honestly, in my opinion, I think it's good. It's just a lot of explicit content, and, you know, school is screwed up sometimes, and the way we think and humans think is screwed up sometimes. Melanie Martinez really put into perspective with all of her songs. I feel like some of them are just saying, oh, it's okay. Like, this is okay, this is normal. When it's not okay, like, pretending that, like, saying that boys, all boys just want a pretty girl, and that's all they want. Like, that's not okay to say, because not all boys want a pretty girl. Yes, there are some people that want that, but not everyone's like that. Me, for example, for me, looks is just a bonus. I don't care about looks. If they do look good, heck yeah, it's a bonus, but it's not a must. It's more about personality. And I know a lot of guys that's like that, too. So, but yeah, so that was, that was my first episode. Thank you very much. This is probably going to be the longest podcast episode in this podcast, unless I do another album react with even more songs. Probably going to happen when the next Billie Eilish album comes out or something like that. I don't know. But, yeah. Alright. So, yeah. Peace. Bye.